Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if you saw this. You're going to love this. Giant fans are going to love this. I love this, and football's not even being ready to be played yet. There's a new defense coordinator down in for the Washington Redskins.
Right.
His name's Greg Minuski. He is like a really intense, right, like A-type, in-your-face personalities. Here's what he said yesterday. He goes, we may not win a game, but we'll sure beat the crap out of a lot of people.
Boy, that, Jet fans, Giant fans would love that. That's like the Rex Ryan type stuff.
I'm just telling you, he's a pretty animated guy. And
where's he from?
Really good coach.
Is he a college guy or was he a pro guy?
No, he's a pro guy.
Nice. Mandusky?
Minuski.
Minuski.
Yes.
Sounds like a rash.
He used to play, actually. He was a linebacker who played, I believe it was the Kansas City Chiefs during my time.
What do you got
there
on your arm, Jerry? Oh, it's just a little Mandusky. Yeah, well, it'll clear up with some some medicine.
Yeah, Jerry's so here anyway. He actually played for the Redskins, the Vikings, and the Chiefs from 88 to 99. So my time, yeah.
Wasn't he with the Colts? Wasn't he their defensive coordinator for a minute?
Yes, he was.
He was. That's the same guy I'm thinking of.
Yes, he was.
Got it.
Yeah, so he was he's
one of them guys.
You know what he is? He is a football lifer is what
there
he is.
There you go. It's Jerry Recco is not a football lifer, but he'd like to be a Rutgers lifer. I was talking to your boss yesterday.
Is this true?
Yeah, well, there's Rutgers wants to bring Boomer and Carton over to the rack to do a Boomer and Carton show.
Nice.
Not like the radio show, like do a Boomer and Carton, like you know, the college tour I talked about.
Right.
So we're going to be in knee-deep negotiations on that.
Knee-deep negotiations.
That's right.
Big talks.
That's
negotiations
Yeah, we're
going to
negotiate.
What?
I don't know.
So when it's like
what
a college
you're going to come into
tour,
my office and negotiate with
me
as to whether
negotiate.
Or not I'm going to do this?
Does that mean you're going to speak to students about getting their life together
and
their futures?
No, we have a thing. Boo and I have, we have a thing we do in
college. We're thinking about opening a school. There was a defunct school over there in Jersey that we're going to take over.
Huh.
Yeah, they don't have any computers, though. They got stolen.
Right.
In any event, we may go to Rutgers. We may do a whole little whole thing there and then end it with some entertainment.
Strippers?
You're gonna do magic tricks.
I'm just telling you, we're negotiating currently. It's going to be a heavy negotiation. Al Dukes will be there, too. Al's our opening act.
It's in Jersey. He's good for that.
He's our opening
act. We should have a two-part show, how to do a podcast and how to do the radio show.
Yeah, but that's Mike's deal. Mike has apparently figured out that was something that no one else knows how to do, apparently.
What's that?
How to properly monetize and have a successful podcast.
Oh.
So he claims.
I'm the best there is.
He claims he knows the answer, but no one else knows the answer, but he knows how to do it, and he's not going to tell anyone until he does it.
Yeah, you just turn the mic on and talk into the microphone.
Yeah. Or just hope that someone else who's more popular has a platform that he'll let you work on.
Oh, okay.
A.K.A. Bill Simmons. I mean, if that's not obvious to everyone, wake up.
Clam up!
Clam up with that.
Sorry. Did I give that away?
You did.
My bad.
Giving stuff away like the president.
But Mike also said that he was funny. He goes, the only way to be successful, you have to have a brand. He goes, I am a brand.
I'm loaded, okay?
He's like the Jordan brand.
You got to think about yourself, I suppose, right?
Well, why not?
Sure.
I mean, is that
I am
a successful
brand.
Career?
The friend, you should do like a whole line of stuff. Francesa brand. Clothing. Gear.
I am Francesa.
I am Francesa.
It will sell. I'm telling you.
I am a brand. Hear me roar. Roar. I'm a brand. I mean, you spent too much time with A-Rod. That's all that is. Mike, let me tell you about how you create a brand. What's the brand? Falling asleep on the air?
Well, whatever, but it would sell. I'm telling you.
All right. Good, Jerry. What do you got?
We're brought to you by Amtrust Title, led by industry veteran Steve Napolitano. Amtrust Title, you're on solid ground. And he's who we're playing tonight, right? Steve Napolitano.
We're playing his crew, John Franco, Tino Martinez, Paul LaDuca. I don't know who else he's got. He's got a bunch of ringers, but they're not welcome in our locker room before the game. I'll just say that.
Nor should they be.
That's
so we'll be out there tonight in Brooklyn for the softball game.
Gates open at 5:30.
Right. So the Mets last night, I bring that up because I wonder if we would be able to handle a play like we saw last night. I will flash back 2 years to World Series Game 5, Howie Rose on WOR.
Hosmer a short lead at third. The 1-0 pitch, swing at a broken bat, grounded a third, cut off by Wright, looks the runner back, throws to first in time, coming home the runner, and Duda throws it away! Hosmer scores, the ball goes to the backstop!
I think we all remember that play quite well, and yep. The throw that was
David Wright did everything right, awful. Lucas Duda did everything wrong. He couldn't make a basic throw from first to home, Hosmer scores,
yeah.
And the Mets lose game five.
And so, with that, we take you to last night. We take it to the bottom of the third inning. With the Diamondbacks,
here's the first key to this, though, okay. If I may.
Yeah.
The key to this whole thing is that there's two outs.
Agreed.
And that's why this is key, because Neil Walker foobars the play first. I forget the runner's name that's on first base. If you have it, let me know.
It was Owings, wasn't it? I think it was Chris Owings.
All
maybe
you got to do is tag him out before Goldschmidt gets to the plate, which you're literally, he was an arm's length away from him. And then decides, let me pay attention to Goldschmidt on third. Just tag the guy out.
Right.
Inning over. But this happened instead.
There goes the runner from first. They're going to get him in a rundown. Now Walker, indecisive. Now the runner breaks for the plate. Duda's throw, though, is offline. And Goldschmidt scores.
You can hear the moaning by Keith Hernandez in the background. I don't know how Keith does not jump out of the booth and just have an aneurysm or something because of the misplays at first base. You're talking about one of the greatest first basemen, defensive first basemen in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
Right?
The only thing,
and he's sitting there talking.
The only thing to it is he was. To be fair, I agree with you.
Just tag him.
He's not close enough to just tag him, but. I agree with you. They clearly lost sight of the outs in the situation.
They had no idea that they were two
keep
outs.
An eye on Goldschmidt, but you run him all the way back, throw it, and tag him.
Right.
Exactly.
I do
right.
agree with that. But it wasn't like Walker could have tagged
yeah,
him.
Yeah, they had no idea that there were two outs. Forgot.
So let me ask you this question. Did anybody ask Walker that after the game? Did
I have
anybody
not,
ask Terry Collins after the game? And did anybody talk to Lucas Duda and say, can you actually make a play by throwing the ball to the catcher?
Here was Collins asked about that situation and how it was handled.
No, we ran it right. I mean, Walk checked him twice, Golden took off right when he let the ball go.
I will say this about Lucas Duda, to his credit.
I have a quote from him if you'd like to hear it.
Hopefully you got the one I'm looking for. Go ahead.
I think it boils down to just made a poor throw, you know.
Again.
I got to make a better throw. That's on me. So if they don't score right in there, tie ball game, and who knows what can happen. So might still be playing. So
and by the way, bad play. I agree. Another one on Duda. Go to the second inning of this game. Second and third, nobody out. And he's awful. He strikes out.
Yep.
I mean, he really had a bad night last night.
He actually came out and said, I've been really bad at baseball lately. So at least he takes some ownership.
You know,
still,
isn't he like working with baseball activities now or something?
Who the hell knows?
I don't even know what.
5-4
wound up. Really, honestly, when you're watching your veteran players implode and your manager is trying to manage a game with a pitcher he knows that is basically walking on thin ice, right?
Here's the one I've
no
got.
Doubt, right? I mean, that's what Terry Collins is doing. He's managing, putting Goldschmidt on. Next guy gets up, hits a ball to right field to Jay Bruce. He doesn't field it cleanly.
He's so falling all over himself.
So there's chance for a play at home. If that were Wilmer Flores standing on second base, he would have been thrown out at home plate by the opposing right fielder.
By the way, he's another one. Bruce has lost his swing all of a sudden. Yeah.
And misplays a ball in the outfield last night that allows a run to score and a guy to go from first to third.
Yep.
I mean, collectively, they're playing like crap. It's a joke. Sadly, Terry Collins is going to probably be fired for it. But it's six in a row now? Six losses in a row?
Six in a row. Second time they've had a six-game losing
Matt
streak
Harvey's
in a month.
Matt Harvey's on the mound today. Expectations,
stopper.
Zero. And you hope you get lucky, because now that's what it is. They're not good enough to beat anybody. Now you have to hope you get lucky.
Patrick Corbin goes for the Diamondbacks, and the Mets Tuesday did, I guess, got some help. They signed pitcher Neil Ramirez, who was designated for assignment.
What's his ERA?
A lot. Eight.
Yeah, the Giants.
Now, what do you mean? Got some good news. Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Like
they got another
right
arm.
Right now, I don't need this right now either. I mean, on top of all the losing and everything else, we're going to get like little cynical jabs right now.
What's a cynical jab?
His ERA is like seven.
They got
the
a fresh arm.
Good news?
You throw enough things against the wall, hopefully something sticks.
Well, that's it. You know, this is right. Really on top
of
things.
I'll throw something against the wall and see what sticks.
Pick Jerry up and throw him against the wall.
How about you don't?
He's got a bad back. I don't want to hurt his back.
He challenges you every day to your face.
You're the one that just challenged him to throw me against the wall.
You're the one who tries to challenge
him. He doesn't challenge anybody.
How about the both of us
pick
you up
and throw you against the
wall? You're clearly intimating throwing him against the wall.
Fat bastard.
There we go. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And by the way, you know the cameras are coming today, and Mark told you. Have some nice
cameras are coming today for what?
Ooh, the softball
CBS
game.
Sports Network.
No, they're not. Oh. No, they're not. They're
yes,
coming
they
to just have a meeting about it.
No. They're
not
coming
filming
to take
nothing
some
today.
Hey, wear a nice shirt today.
Then I'm
get
not doing it today.
Get dressed appropriately today.
No, no. I was told we're just having a get together.
Professional.
I didn't know that we were actually meeting.
What are you wearing? Stand up.
I'm wearing a t-shirt.
And what else are you wearing?
What kind?
Wearing athletic
jeans?
Shorts.
Oh.
No, but the whole concept is that we're sitting in robots. Well, I
no,
got dressed
other,
nice for that.
There's other stuff going on.
Well, tell
on.
Them to come tomorrow.
No, you don't listen. You don't listen.
I
don't
today
never
just
listen.
A planning meeting.
We had a meeting yesterday, and you don't listen. That's the problem. That's the frustrating part.
You didn't listen at the meeting yesterday?
No, he didn't.
I don't remember having a meeting.
And now, what do I got coming in tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yes. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
You're carrying the Stanley Cup everywhere.
I got the Stanley Cup tomorrow. It's coming in tomorrow, yes.
Why?
And then I'm going to take it down to the first precinct.
Why?
Why not?
Because people are really into the Ducks.
No, what I'm saying is why are they giving you the cup? I don't get that.
Why not? Because I'm a hockey fan.
Saying they should give me the cup.
Well, yeah, I don't think you deserve the cup.
You just keep your mouth shut.
I meander. I do things all day.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, what are you going to take the cup? Home?
Touch the cup. There you go.
Will you drink out of the cup?
Yeah, I will.
No, I mean, then we're not going to be drinking out of
will
the cup.
You, why not? So what's the deal? So the NHL is giving you the cup for a day?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, so I'd like to be a part of that.
No.
I don't
no,
need
no,
to
no.
touch it, but I have things I'd like to do with it.
No, there's nothing you're going
to
do with it.
There's places I'd like to take
no,
it.
No, there's nothing you're going to do with it. It didn't say Craig Carton's got the day with the cup. It said Boomer's got the day with the cup. Not Craig Carton. Boomer.
But it's Boomer and Carton.
You are kind of one at this point.
No, we're
it's
not
Boomer
one at
and
this
Carton.
I would
no,
like,
not.
I would like
he hates hate Boomer, hockey. I think Carton.
He hates hockey. Those guys hate hockey.
No.
You and I love hockey. So like, if you
I
said, Jerry,
it.
You want to come with me to lunch tomorrow with the cup, you're more than welcome to come.
But there's some things I'd like
okay,
to
so
do.
Okay, he's out. All right, cool.
We'll do a podcast about it. Jerry.
Right, exactly.
We'll reinvent the
our
podcast.
New brand.
Right.
That's funny.
Boomer and Jerry.
To your Yankees, Greg, because they're pretty good. And last night they got production from a guy who was struck out quite a bit.
And the pitch is swung on. A high fly to center. Kane going back on the track near the wall, jumping. She's gone. Boy, I never thought that was going out. He is some strong. Carter hit it harder. He hit a two-run home run to left center, and the Yankees take
strange.
A 5-0 lead.
What's strange?
The whole thing seemed like it was in slow motion. Didn't really happen. He ran in slow motion. His swing was slow.
Yeah.
And
it
the, ball
like
just kept, the ball just kept going and going and going and going.
Yep, that was John the fan.
5-0 lead, 6-0 lead, 7-0 lead, 7-1, game over. Thanks for coming. Peace out.
Pretty much. Gary Sanchez got it going with that 3-run homer in the third inning you guys talked about. Yankees go to 23-13. And then there's CC Sabathia for manager Joe Girardi.
Just his effectiveness keeping his pitch count down.
And he went 6 2/3. The only issue for Sabathia, he really would have liked to have finished the seventh inning.
I mean, you know, I understand. But you know, I never want to come out of a game during the inning.
But yeah. And like Boomer said a few weeks ago, you know, he doesn't strike that many people out anymore. Only had 4 last night. So you got to relearn how to pitch, how to get guys out.
Well, you know, and also last night he got a lot of swings and misses last night. And he was his location, I think, was really good. Now, they're a light-hitting team, the Royals, but, you know, he pitched really, really well last night.
He did. Also got some really good defense because the Royals did hit some laser line drives that the Chase Headley made a great play on one of them. But the Yankees, 10 games over 500 as they beat the Royals in the series opener. Nationals double the Pirates 8-4. Remember you were talking about the Mets being 10 games out next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, about like by tomorrow, possibly.
Yep.
They went again last night.
Can you imagine being 10 games out of first place
in May.
Before June 1?
Yeah.
And, with you know, I hope Matt Harvey pitches well today and they win, of course, but, you know, you can't expect it. You can hope for it, but that's about it.
Dallas Keuchel 7-0 as the Astros hammered the Marlins 12-2 last night. Orioles beat the Tigers in 13-11. Chris Davis hits home runs in the 12th and 13th innings, which was interesting. And the Angels beat the White Sox in 11-7-6. Albert Pujols, the game-winning RBI single. I got to find the highlight. If you get a chance to watch it, I forget the kid's first name, but the kid from Chicago in center field, Garcia, Lourdes Garcia, I think, misses the ball and gets hit in the face. Gets hit in the head, essentially, on the game-winning RBI single. Well, he's fine.
You love him.
But he's, but he's okay. By the way, in fairness, hold on. Al is here. Al is here. I showed Al the Miley play when he got hit by the line drive. Did I not show you that, right? Did I not characterize that properly?
It was hilarious, Jerry.
It was funny.
What is this?
And he's
the
fine.
Al and Jerry show in the middle of our show now? Is that what's going on here?
Well, I mean, he is part of the show. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
He'll be there tonight for the softball game, so we're kind of into it. We're all good.
Themselves.
The egos are out of control.
It is.
Egos out of control.
Al and Jerry in the middle of the Boomer and Carton show.
Come see Al and Jerry tonight. Play softball. How about
well,
that?
Not both of you.
Hey, enjoy today because tomorrow it's the softball game day. A lot of driving back and forth tomorrow.
Not happy about tomorrow.
Sounds like the afternoon guy.
God forbid you do something for charity without complaining about it.
Yeah.
I don't think he complained.
He's going to complain all day tonight.
No, I'll definitely complain, Jerry.
I know you will.
Because God forbid, like, if we, tonight's game, I believe they're actually having a young kid sing the national anthem.
Great.
That'll be a problem for Al.
Why? No, it won't.
No, it will. Because Al's going to be looking at his watch going, oh, this is ponderous. When are we starting this game? They said we're starting at 6. It's 6:30. We haven't started yet. Who's this kid singing the anthem? Why are we playing the anthem? There's going to be player introductions. That's going to tick him off. There's going to be, I mean, he will be miserable. Miserable by game time. If you're on the other team, please don't hit the ball to third base.
That's tremendous. Celtics won the draft lottery. Boston, the number one pick, by the way, of their trade with the Nets from about 4 years ago. Lakers 2, Sixers 3, Knicks fall to 8th. Tonight, game one Eastern Finals, Boston home to Cleveland. Warriors just lit up the Spurs last night. This wasn't close.
As expected.
Yep, 136-100. Predators beat the Ducks. Tonight, game three, Penguins, Senators.
Yeah, it's a shame that series now will not be all that competitive. So Golden State's going to be in the NBA Finals, which everyone predicted before the season, boom.
No, they still have more games to play yet.
They're in the NBA Finals, stop. Now the question is, can the Celtics give the very well-rested Cavaliers a battle? Fingers crossed that they do.
All that crap that Greg Popovich was talking about prior to last night's game basically fell flat.
Yeah, I mean,
and he was talking about yesterday after the game saying, how his team needs to be slapped around a little bit.
They need a wake-up call.
Well, let's see. Down 40 in a Western
Conference
final game.
They were up 25. They were up 25.
Think about that where they were mid-third quarter, the last 5.5 quarters of basketball. They just have gotten destroyed.
They've been outscored by over 60 points almost.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Great coaching, Pop.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.